Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of here. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
David Pasternak said about accepting the sea coming up. Coming up.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Just a bit outside.
You would do a great job with that.
Y'all know what I heard. That's Big Digger Energy right there. Back.
Here.
Wow.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Pears on pizza.
That's bougie, though.
Yeah. Or apples. So apples
Next,
as
you're
well.
Say fig jam on pizza.
Very good.
Yeah. No. I've had those, like, type of...
Has, like, goat cheese or something.
But you
or
put
brie.
Them, yeah, you yeah. put
or
them...
Or ricotta.
Like you, I like my pizza basic.
Oh, God.
I am basic.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Shime, listen, you know what I mean? You're throwing a rock at the moon on this one. There's no what? Way.
It's actually a hunk of his mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Martin.
Good. Hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Yeah. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning.
What up?
What up?
How are we today?
What's good?
Well, right off the bat, comments left and right in Twitch about the hair. So I submitted to the shaving yesterday.
All right.
Like it or not, I'm stuck with it now until it grows back.
I think it looks great. Good. So, off the bat, somebody said you look younger.
Really?
In Twitch.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Right.
I'll take younger.
Yeah.
What's younger for me? 51? 52?
All right.
I'll take it.
I'll get used to it.
Yeah. I mean, what an event yesterday.
It was
awesome.
A good one.
It was great. It was
what was the check for, too?
$3.5 million? $3.5 million donated by Rob Hill and by all those employees who decided to shave their heads and by the celebrities who did it, like Mike Vrabel and Joe Mazzulla and Sam Houser. And Wiggy was like a child, like a young kid meeting Sam Houser yesterday.
No, he was a full-blown adult humping his leg.
It's all right. It's all right. And I,
well, I mean, I think...
Courtney, you do it all the time.
No,
so
I do
you know
not.
What it's like.
No. Very different. If I'm just kind to someone, people are like, Courtney, you're married. Wiggy is
You know what? I always get giddy around the Celtics.
I like to see it.
See episode two of Celtic City?
I did.
Spectacular.
It was really, really good.
Yeah.
We don't have time for it right now, but
nope.
we should talk about it this morning.
I was thinking about doing a lead on it, but
okay.
Do it.
You know, it wasn't really 100% sure.
Well, I really liked episode one of Celtic City on HBO Max, and I liked episode two even more. Hello, Curtis. Good morning. I didn't say hi to you to start the show. You're in Florida again?
I am. How you doing, Greg? I have to say, if we know anything, balding means you look young.
That's true.
Good point.
I missed this one. What happened? I'm like,
what do you mean?
You say, hey, Curtis, come on, look over to the left, and I'm like.
I forgot he was back in Florida again.
Okay.
The guy, he leads a very difficult life.
Enjoy the weather. How long are you on there for?
Till
back Saturday.
Enjoy the weather.
How is the weather? Great. It always is.
Perfect. And Greg, let me just tell you, listeners abound on the flight down.
Oh, really?
Everywhere. The Greg Hill Show audience is growing every day. James was perfect on the flight. Everybody said good job. It was a big win.
Excellent. All right.
Of course
good.
It was.
Well, we are delighted that you have chosen. Many would choose to flex a day like today. But, Curtis, your dedication and your commitment is appreciated by all.
Almost $4 million in, like, 3 hours yesterday. Like, what an amazing... so that takes them close to $70 million, right? Because they were at $65 million over the prior 11 years.
Yeah. Now, that boy good. Yeah. Come to raise the money.
No, it is... it really is impressive. Yeah. So
good job.
And just what... Why you're... We could interview... We have interviewed on this program Bill Belichick... Alex Cora, you name the star, but it's the Celtics guys that you get giddy over.
Oh yeah,
which is why is that?
Because basketball's always been my first love. I've always loved basketball from the time that I can remember. I've always loved, and I don't know. I just always like I enjoy, you know. Obviously, I enjoy watching the game, but I always like, you know, find it fascinating to be able to talk to basketball players. I've always loved the sport.
So, if you had your druthers, as Don Sweeney would say, you would have chosen to be an NBA big. As opposed to a tight end in the NFL.
I would always tell my, you know, I would always wish that I had like 7 more inches where I was like 6'9", 6'10".
Courtney says the same exact thing.
Nope, never do. Never do. I've got plenty. Seven is nuts. Misrepresented. We've had people call in that played basketball with you in Eastie, and they said you were really good.
Yeah, I was a good player. Like I said, if I wish I could have 6 or 7 more inches, then I would have been, my run.
Wiggy was all Santarpios. Yes. And almost all city.
You're funny this morning.
Oh, thanks.
You're really funny.
It's the haircut.
Yeah, it must be.
And watching Celtic City, I'm like, I gotta dig up my old picture with Bill Russell. Him and I drove to where'd we drive to? We drove to Madison Park together.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna need more on this. So how old were you?
This was like when I was playing for the Pats.
You drove to Madison Park with Bill Russell.
Yes, and I.
Who drove?
Like we were in like
we were in
one of the SUVs.
Okay,
and it was
like
for
a
like
car. Or
yeah, yeah. So when him and I were in the car together for, and I got an award for like you know something for the city, Boston Public Schools.
What was Bill Russell there for?
And
I feel like he should have gotten the award first. No disrespect.
No, he was there. I think he was getting award as well.
He was.
So
okay.
Yeah,
right.
I got to dig up that picture. It was like in 2001 or 2002.
Yeah. Wiggy is kind of like Forrest Gump of Boston.
Yes, it is.
Life's like a box of chocolates.
I didn't realize until I watched Celtic City episode 2 that Bill Russell, while playing for the Celtics, had a weekly jazz radio show on WILD.
1090. I used to listen to WILD. That's where the snake originated from.
Right. Did Pebbles get him fired?
She might have. She was on there. But yeah, that's. I was shocked when I heard that too, because I was like, "Wow, that was our only hip hop state," and it was AM back in the day.
Oh, it was pretty good. And then they were talking about that restaurant that Slade's that you always want me to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
and about how Bill Russell owned that restaurant for a while,
and a lot of black celebrities came through when they came to Boston. They would go through Slade's, like he talked about Muhammad Ali.
Yeah,
and so that was really interesting. It's cool to hear it, you know, because you only get the clips from Bill Russell because he's no longer with us. But I know, obviously, Satch Sanders is still with us, so it's cool.
And he looks pretty good, Satch Sanders.
Yeah, he's got to be
in his age.
Yeah, he's got to be in his 80s. I think Cousy looks good for his age.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, speaking of the Celtics, big game tonight, and I get, obviously, Porzingis, but I don't get Jason Tatum.
Wow, this is news to me. So
being questionable for this evening. Jaylen Brown is probable for this evening.
Really?
And Kristaps was originally doubtful, and then they changed it to questionable. So,
okay.
I mean, I don't have any... I think that it is still just load management when it comes to Jason Tatum. I don't think that there's anything really wrong, but...
I mean, don't you want to see... it's, you know, it's almost April.
It's a good test tonight.
Don't you want to see how your guys shape up against OKC?
Yes, like, could be the NBA Finals. It's a good. This is a really good test.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to be this person, but you don't think there are people that... circled this game, or went out and spent money on a ton of tickets that would like to see Jason Tatum play tonight.
I guess he has been pretty vocal about wanting to play.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Maybe this right knee, there is an issue there. Kristaps really worries me, and we keep talking about this, but the way he tweeted that it's, like we said yesterday, like a viral issue that they can't figure out yet, to me, it's like we don't even know what you're dealing with. Like, that's a long way back if we don't even know what the virus is.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely...
And Greg, I would just say this, though, about the game. I agree with you. If I paid, I'd want to go. But in the NFL, in the last couple weeks of the season, because there's only one bye, how many teams bench their starting quarterback because they want them to be ready to go for the playoffs? I feel like if Tatum played or if somebody plays tonight, tomorrow, everybody would be saying, what was the rush to win a regular season game? Unfortunately, you're right. They should have a system better than this. But for the fans, the only thing they want to see is a championship. And if this gives them a break that helps them there, I think they'll be okay.
Well, was it last year we did it with Patrice Bergeron? Remember, like, you know, we kind of complained. Why did he play in a meaningless regular?
That was, believe it or not, two seasons ago.
Oh, two years ago. I'm sorry.
The Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah. Why he played.
Yeah, we're like, why is he playing in a meaningless regular season game?
We found out it was so his father, who was dying, would have the chance to see him play.
Oh, okay.
But,
He ends up getting hurt. Yeah. His father passed away or something?
I don't know if he's passed away yet.
Yeah, he was sick. Okay. And so he thought it was the last time that his dad would be able to see him.
And then we were all like, why is he playing in this meaningless game? I think we had a huge, back and forth about it. And then, obviously, it definitely affected him in the postseason because he had that severe back. Well, at least we don't know how severe it was, but it definitely affected him in the playoffs, that back injury.
Yeah.
So
yeah. All right, well... Big one for the Celtics tonight, and you can talk about that with us this morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Coming up, we will get to our leads to start the show in about 15 minutes, and then they set it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will discuss what the latest comments from Sad Marchand might mean for Bruins fans and for the organization as he returned to town yesterday with the Florida Panthers.
Boy, and Pasta was inconsolable on the ice last night. My goodness, I don't even know how they...
A nice zippy little comeback win for the Bruins last night, Sean.
Greg, I got a Bruins lead for you today. Let me tell
excellent.
You.
All right.
I hope it's to apologize to Greg.
Nope, no apologies necessary.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you positive?
I'm 100%.
You might want to reevaluate
that. There was some interesting information that came out yesterday based on what I was suggesting on the program yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, if you believe they were quibbling over $1 million, that's insane.
I'm not talking about what they were quibbling over. I'm just talking about the actual number.
The AAV that Greg cited.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I'm telling you it's bogus.
Ooh.
What?
Yes.
Shime's calling Cap.
Yes, I am calling Cap. Wasn't my lead.
I just want to know in advance. Are you coming at me in your lead?
No, I had nothing. Nothing to do with this, actually.
I was spot on yesterday.
Wow.
Meh.
Oh. Meh. Douche meter off the charts, and it's only 6:14.
Yeah.
Wow. That was interesting. When I saw that, I was like, wow.
Did you suggest that you just reminded me, you need a douche move ruling this morning?
I have never been more Boston than I was yesterday when I tell you. Like, yes.
What? Something happened?
Something happened.
In public?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Santo, I was texting Santo and he was like, this is the most mush text chain I've ever had in my entire life. Like,
really?
All of a sudden, I was an old, angry, selfie OG. Like,
really?
I was fuming, running hot.
Okay. An original Irishman.
Yes.
All right, Irish woman.
Yep. You caught yourself.
Yeah, well, that's how, you know.
Yeah. Wiggy is something special.
Well, the Irish
so
woman.
So far.
Yeah. You said an original Celtic. It's like...
I understand.
Hey, at least Wiggy remembered Bill Russell's name. So.
Lauren! Go get Courtney! And tell Billy to get down here right now.
It was looking like that.
Timmy! Timmy, get my baseball bat. Get it out of the trunk. All right, Ma.
That's one of your better impressions.
Yes.
That's actually your only good one.
We're going to Broadway. Be a lot more
down East Broadway. Yeah.
Be a lot more F-bombs in there, but we can't do that.
Yeah. I got some guy in my face all afternoon. Oh, boy.
Tell your Uncle Jimmy to come on.
Hill Notes 920.
I can't wait for this one.
Yes. Leave a Hill Note on any topic. Very simple to leave us a voice note on any topic, and we'll play the best ones back at 920 or so this morning.
Best Southie accent?
We can do that. We can do that. You leave those Hill Notes on the Odyssey app. And so it's very simple. Download the app if you haven't yet. Then you can listen to us from anywhere at any time. Day or night, and you can leave a Hill Note at any time as well. Just click on the microphone right there, smack dab in the upper right-hand corner of the app to leave a Hill Note, and we will play the best ones back at 9:20. Before that, though, at 9, we will talk Jason Tatum load management with Mego, who will be in here, our Celtics insider, at 9 on this morning's show. But right now, here is Courtney, and what is trending first thing this morning?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Bruins beat the Panthers 3-2 last night at the TD Garden. The three goals coming from Mason Lowry, Pavel Zacha with the game winner, and David Pastrnak, who had 2 points in the win. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 24 saves. The Red Sox fell to the Phillies 18-8. They have the Twins tonight at JetBlue. First pitch at 6:05. You can listen to that game on WEEI AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Celtics have the Thunder at home tonight. Like Greg said, Kristaps Porzingis and Jason Tatum are both questionable for this one. Tip is at 7:30. Are you going to this one, Wiggy?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good
seats. Good one. It'll be a good one. I mean, the seats are always good, Courtney.
Okay.
They're always good.
Are you confirmed and locked?
I'm locked and loaded.
Are you still texting Sully?
No, I'm locked and loaded. Right. Shout out to my man, Sully.
I will say Sully was listening yesterday to the show, as he always does every day, and said, you have incredible taste because you brought up turning the Celtics ring that Rob Hill was showing us into a pendant.
And I got laughed at,
And apparently there actually is one.
Oh, okay.
That they did for the ladies of the Celtics organization.
Knew it.
So,
good job, Courtney.
Thank you.
You were spot on that.
Thank you. Sully, I would love to come to a game. In the NFL, for the Pats, Jacoby Brissett is planning on signing for 2 years with the Arizona Cardinals. The Bills get Joey Bosa for a year and $12.6 million, while the Ravens get DeAndre Hopkins for a year at $6 million, and the Jets get Justin Fields, 2 years, $40 million. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Quick aside, Greg. You know they have honorary captains before a game?
Yes.
Don't you think Courtney could be an honorary wag?
All right.
Yes.
Like, she's very in tune with the needs and the, you know, the creative process of the people that are partners with sports players.
Yeah, and I respect them.
All right.
Very much.
I mean, let's be honest, that was her lifelong dream.
Right.
And she didn't get there not for trying. I mean, she, you know.
Not lifelong dream. The industry I was in, that happened to be my dating pool.
Yeah. Courtney, do you refer to yourself as an ex-connoisseur?
Nope.
I told you.
Very
watch,
nice man.
Watch Wax to Riches on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. I've seen them all. I mean, I'd say, yeah.
In college, Courtney was commended for being a four-sport athlete, if you know what I mean.
No, I think I only was two.
All right.
And it was really mostly one. Yes. I did the same. I people think that I was this little, you know, girl running around BC campus.
Do your thing.
No, but for 3.5 years, I dated one guy.
But you are so dated. I mean, I don't want to get into your own your personal stuff, but you dated a professional athlete in every league in professional sports.
It's impressive.
You're like Dale, but in a different way.
I mean, NBA.
Yeah.
NHL.
Yeah.
NFL.
Major League Baseball.
A date. Like two dates. Not really. Date.
And now you married someone in Quidditch.
didn't put my toe in the soccer field.
What about NFL?
NFL, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yes,
that's impressive.
NFL, yes.
There you go. Yeah.
But it was like practice squad.
Right.
It's all right. Still the NFL. Yeah. If you get there, you're there.
Anyways.
Alrighty.
She lettered in all four, and the letter was scarlet, Curtis.
Oh, God.
Live your life.
Courtney's an amazing woman.
In college.
Hey, if it was a dude, we'd be applauding
him.
Yes. So right. Live your life.
Let's go. Equality. 38 degrees in Boston. Feels like 29 afternoon, high of 50.
Sean, should we give away lift tickets for the last and final snow show season early this morning? Because I don't think we've done it. Have we done it early? Like, have we done it in the 6 o'clock hour yet?
No, we have not done it in the 6 o'clock hour yet, Greg.
Okay. So I will give some away at 6:45.
Love that.
With the final snow show looming, it is at Wachusett Mountain. Wachusett. And it is a week from this Friday. So we will be out there the night before doing a pregame at the mountain. They have a great bar, the Copper Top Lounge at the mountain. And then I think we're going to try to grab dinner, if you want, at, I believe we were invited to go to a place called The Barn, I think is what it's called.
The Barn.
Yeah. They listen to the show. And when we started talking about the snow show at Wachusett months ago, they sent the invite over. So,
ooh, looks nice.
Does it look good?
Yeah, it's in Princeton, I believe.
Yeah, that's where Wachusett is.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Curtis, looks like the menu's already great. So.
Oh good. Yeah. Good to go.
In life, you're either a menu pre-reader and pre-selector, or you're somebody who likes to be surprised. And we have two on this show who like to select immediately what they're going to eat months in advance or weeks in advance.
Yeah.
I'm still shocked, Greg, that you didn't know the sex of Brees or Julia prior to birth. That is the definition of wanting to be surprised.
Yeah. Well, I felt like both Jen and I felt like there are very few surprises left in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's not like I was, you know, doing any kind of DIY project to paint the nursery or anything right. like that. So...
neither was I, candidly. I wasn't even putting the car seat in.
There was no gender reveal.
I was going to say, sadly, my kids were born before the gender reveal excitement began. So didn't get to take advantage of any of that. But so at 6:45, I will give you the chance to join us and to ski or board for free at Wachusett a week from Friday. Oh, this is early to be here, and not on Hill Notes. It's early to be hearing from Angry Principal Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Greg. Far be it for me to be critical of the show, because it is the number one rated show in Boston. But you know, you have trending, you have Hill Notes, you have the leads, you have the news. But the newest segment on the show, I granted it's young and it's new, but Hill Notes was left out yesterday, which is very, very disappointing for all those of us. Those of us that do a lot of show prep and give you guys content,
yeah,
we weren't heard yesterday. Right. What gives, buddy? Yeah. What happened?
We had the opportunity to talk to Sam Hauser,
yeah,
and we were we chose that over Hill Notes. I understand that probably it must take you an hour or two to select the song that you're going to play in the background.
The show prep is intense. I mean, I get it how hard you guys work, and I do this for free. I mean, it's just, and I did listen to the replay because unlike Curtis and many others, you know, all I do is listen and I'm in the Twitch chat. No, I have about an hour from 6 to 7 where I can consume some content here, but I listen to the replay every night when I'm at the gym, and there was some downtime between 9 and 9:30 yesterday. Yeah.
where you guys could have played the Hill Notes. Just a, you know, just an observation, Greg.
Keep them coming.
From one distinguished leader to another.
Oh, guarantee. Great one. Also, I don't know. I guarantee you're a huge selfie in the gym mirror guy.
No.
Dave, do you wear gloves when you lift weights?
Never had gloves on. I don't take selfies.
You have the fingerless gloves that you wear on bikes, don't you?
Shime, stop. Hey, Shime, did you listen to my Hill Note yesterday? It was pretty good. Are you playing it today?
I haven't listened to it, but I have it, Dave. So right. Maybe we'll get it in later this morning.
We will.
Yeah, we definitely got to hear it now.
It was good, Wiggy. It won't meet really today because it's a day late.
That's all right.
It's still pretty good.
You're never a day late or a dollar short here.
I appreciate your support for Hill Notes, Wiggy. You're a big fan, and I am too.
I love it too.
I think it's awesome. It's awesome. Right. I agree.
All right.
Okay.
Dave, thank you. There he is.
Great job.
All right.
So now I'm going to be excited all day.
Yeah, right.
To see what his Hill Note was.
What a tease.
Hill Note coming.
Maybe it was positive.
And I'm sorry. I said that Angry Principal Dave wasted a lot of time dedicated to the show. I was clearly wrong. He does not spend time thinking about the show constantly.
He is obsessed.
Passionate.
Obsessed with you, Curtis, which I like. So.
He's obsessed
with Curtis. I can just picture him at Gold's Gym or Planet Fitness last night with the 20-pound barbell getting so pissed at you for not playing his Hill Note.
He's there setting the tripod up so he can film himself.
Doesn't he just go?
Does he have to wait for his wife to be quiet before he records them downstairs? Or
he's
like,
when you're done, can you hand me the 10-pound dumbbells? I gotta do. It's a bye day today.
He's definitely passionate about Hill Notes.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
And passionate about Curtis. You know.
Yes, he is.
Yes. All right. Let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead. Whoa! He's a little song for everybody out there. People tried to take my soul away. But I
choice this morning from Kiss and Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons is in the news. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I didn't.
But fans are ripping him because he is offering the opportunity to be his personal assistant for the day.
Oh, wow.
And you pay $12,000.
Damn.
To get Gene some coffee. Gene Simmons loves his coffee. So if you could get me some coffee and make sure that the barista puts Gene Simmons of Kiss on it. So I don't know. He's worth $40, $50 million, whatever, $400.
Didn't he have his own TV show at one point?
Yeah,
yes, I did. It was called Gene Simmons Rules. It was called I'm Gene Simmons. Look at me. But I don't know. I mean,
so you pay $12,000 to get him coffee?
Yes, that's what the deal is.
All right. Maybe walk through his house and see the Kiss costumes that they wore.
That'd be kind of cool.
I guess, you know, if you're a huge Kiss fan.
And if you hit it out of the park, maybe he hires you full time and then I think I'd be good at that job.
Remember when, you might not remember because it was a long time ago, Courtney probably won't, but the Gene Simmons sex tape came out and he was, he probably, I'm sure, had it released himself, but he was wearing a shirt while making love.
Okay,
because he obviously was unhappy with the
physique,
the pecs.
Okay, so he's a shirt at the pool guy.
Yes,
didn't Hulk Hogan do the same thing?
Yeah,
but remember, Hulk Hogan didn't know about his sex tape.
True, fair point. Yes.
Sometimes you just don't have the time to take it off. You know,
I mean, Hulk Hogan. If you ever seen him with a t-shirt, he rips that thing off pretty quickly.
True, that is true.
All right. Leeds brought to you by Subaru of New England. There is a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. No, I'm not coming at you this morning. Courtney might hate my lead a little bit, though, because I don't know if you noticed. Post-trading Brad Marchand, Charlie Coyle, Brandon Carlo, the Bruins are now 2-0. And they've beaten two of the best teams in the Atlantic Division, in the Florida Panthers, who lead the division, and the Tampa Bay Lightning, who had won like 11 of 12 leading into that Bruins game. Look, I'm not saying that this team is now good all of a sudden. It might just be you kind of, you know, spurred them on a little bit by moving some guys at the deadline, but it seems like these guys like each other a little more than they did, you know, a week and a half ago. That's all I'm saying. It was a big comeback win last night, down 2-0, battled back against a good Panthers team. And even if they aren't at full strength, you get the win there. You absolutely beat down on the Lightning 4-0. David Pastrnak is lighting it up.
He's been lighting it up for most of the season.
Yes. Right. Since the new year. Yes.
Yeah, forever.
After they fired Jim Montgomery, they won the first two games after that as well.
They did.
So,
yeah, exactly. It could just be in part because they made some moves at the deadline, and it's a fresh new feel in the locker room. But I'm just saying, like, it's, you know, comeback win against the Panthers is no small thing.
Yeah. And I would say, not saying that Shime's entirely right, but if they lost 7-1 last night, people would say, "Oh, you think Marchand isn't missed by this team?" There are ways in which that it would be immediately reacted to on the other end, which would be taken. I think I'm with Shime. I thought last night they had every opportunity to just play dead. And they didn't. They came back. That was a great comeback. Three unanswered.
Yeah. It's like when a coach gets fired in the NFL, and then the next week the team rallies around the new interim coach. Right. So it's, you know.
Yeah. For the New England Patriots, that was week one. And week one only.
It was a good Gatorade bath. That's what it was.
They always had that in Cincinnati. Right.
They were running the hills, if I remember correctly. Weren't they, Wiggy?
They were. That was a great win.
Under Gerard Mayo.
That was a great win.
Let's run the hills.
We were like, all right, things have changed now. Who needs Bill?
So, Shime, you think getting rid of Marchand was a good thing for this team?
I'm just saying the vibes in the locker room seem a little different now. That's all.
Okay. All right. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. I actually love the hair. You look young. It looks good. I hate to do this, but I'm just a slave to facts. So I have a bumper sticker on my car that says, "I'm sorry I was right and you didn't listen." And the NBA has the latest ratings for Saturday night's primetime matchup between the Lakers and the Celtics. Averaged 4.6 million viewers on ABC, making it the most watched regular season game in 7 years.
Wow.
Wow, that's really good.
Wow.
Up 92% over the comparable window from last season. The game peaked at 5.3 million viewers. If you don't think that this was done to get the conversation away from the demise of the NBA and back to the two most preeminent historical franchises of all time in the sport, I don't know what to tell you. Oklahoma City's in town tonight. They're a better team than the Lakers, but LeBron's going to have some time off, and Celtics-Lakers NBA Finals will be historic when it comes to ratings. And you heard it here first.
I did think about you when I was watching Celtic City episode 2 yesterday, Curtis, because there's a lot of Jerry West in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that Celtics-Lakers rivalry, it's hard not to think that the NBA would love to have something like that again.
Oh, of course the NBA would love to have that. I'm just saying, great job by Adam Silver for making sure he was able to pull the trade off to get Luka to the Lakers. But no, of course, who doesn't want to see...
Okay, Wiggy, you can do that. I mean, sick burn.
It's like saying... It's the only thing I don't agree with you on, you believe the NBA did it. I disagree with that.
Their team is in the NBA. NBA benefits greatly from this. The NBA wanted the Lakers to be reinvigorated in LeBron's potentially final year.
Curtis, we get it. You made it a point that you thought this was something that was done by the commissioner of the NBA. That's where
he was tacitly a part of it. Yes.
That's where I disagreed with you. But I think it's great for the NBA because...
So you think the Mavericks GM just woke up and said, you know, I'm going to make one phone call with the most valuable asset I'll ever have, and I'll just do it and be done with it.
Yes.
That's what you think.
I think the Mavericks GM, Nico Harrison, is an absolute buffoon.
I don't care about what you think. I'm asking you. That's what you believe.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes, because I told you he's a buffoon.
Okay.
And ownerships and the Dallas Mavericks ownerships are
He didn't have anybody else's number. In a cell
phone. He has a relationship with
Rob Pelinka.
Rob Pelinka and the relationship with Anthony Davis, and that's how it kind of worked out. We know that the Dallas Mavericks ownerships are morons because they then raised ticket prices. We know Mark Cuban's not involved because he said he would never trade a guy like Luka Doncic.
That's not true at all, what he said. He said he would have gotten a much better return.
But prior to that, he said he would leave. What was it, the whole divorce thing or something like that? I can't remember what he said about Mark Cuban when he said about his wife and Luka, if he had to choose between the two.
Yeah, he would pick Luka.
Yeah, so I think it was a dumb move by the Dallas Mavericks.
All right, Curtis, great lead. Sean, great lead.
Meh.
Sean, meh, lead.
Just meh, kidding. Lead. Love you, Sean.
I'll take it.
We will get to a lead from Wiggy and a lead from Courtney and my lead coming up next. My lead this morning, as if we needed it, a last-minute reminder for those planning on doing something exciting on Sunday from our elected officials that we live in no Funachusetts. Yeah. So... just need to make sure that nobody has any fun anytime, anywhere. So we will get to the rest of the leads next. 1 week from Friday, we will be at the site of the single greatest radio promotion of all time, the Homemade Luge competition, and that is Wachusett Mountain. And it is our second and final snow show of this snow show season. And then we are on to what I hope will be the greatest road show season in road show season history. But if you would like to join us a week from Friday and ski or board with a pal on us, then just be caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937. And you will get a couple lift tickets. So you can be there in the morning on Friday, March 21st. You can even be there the night before for the pregame at Wachusett at the Copper Top Lounge. And then ski or board the whole entire Friday right into the weekend at Wachusett. Wiggy, you had a question for Curtis.
No, well, this is actually from my best friend, Danny Eck. He texts me this. So, and this is...
Danny's a listener?
Yeah, Danny's a listener. He works on the trash truck, too. He's
Morning,
man.
Danny.
So maybe Curtis and him can get out there and do some work together.
Right.
So he texts me this. Does Curtis think that Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA...
I know who he is.
...woke up one day and called Nico Harrison, the GM of the Dallas Mavericks, and said, hey... trade Luka to the Lakers.
I don't. I don't think Adam Silver calls the GM.
And then he said, dumb.
So, I mean this sincerely. Like, I don't know. Your friend seems like a lovely guy. Good morning. I would just say this. No, never said that Adam Silver called the GM. People love to rephrase my wording and then use it against me as if I said it.
You did say it.
If it defies logic, which this clearly does to everybody, correct?
Yes.
Does anybody think the trade made sense?
No.
No.
Okay. Does anybody think it's strange that they only called one team?
No.
I do.
Okay.
I think it's.
Thank you.
I think it's
because there's a relationship there.
Okay. I'm answering Dennis. Hey, Dennis. Hold on. Sorry.
Danny.
Sorry. I get Wiggy when I talk to one of his friends. The reality of it, in my opinion,
in your paradise,
is that. That the owner of the team is brand new, relatively new, correct?
Yep.
There are many rumors about what they want to do with that organization. They are malleable. They have to get into the club. If this is something that benefits the league and gets them to a destination, that being the Adelsons, to a place where they can move the team, do whatever with the team, then they capitulate giving their guy to the biggest market with the best team in the historical significance of the Lakers. And it's the identical thing that happened. Nobody thought Kevin Garnett was traded on a even basis between Kevin McHale and the Celtics. That was the second this trade was made, the first thing I tweeted that morning was how it reminded me of the post-Donaghy Cavs-Spurs debacle final era of the NBA. And immediately that summer, the Celtics got great. The Lakers got even better with the trade for Pau Gasol in that regular season. They met in the finals. It was just something. The first thing that popped into my head, yep. I tweeted it out, and I believe it with every fiber of my being. I have no way of proving it, but I believe that the NBA helped to orchestrate a deal giving Luka to the Lakers because the only conversation around the NBA the entirety of the first half of the season was the failing ratings and all the changes they have to make because the league is falling apart. Since that trade, that has ceased. The only thing we have heard about is massive ratings, the renewed interest in the Lakers, LeBron versus Stephen A. It's been everything other than people not watching the game and the game needing to be fixed. I believe they got the desired outcome. I'll never be able to prove it because obviously there's nobody that would ever talk about this publicly. Mm. But with every fiber of my being, I believe it. You don't have to believe right. it. I believe that that's what happened.
And that, my friends, is another Kurtspiracy.
Mm-hmm. And that is a stupid one.
Okay. All right. Well, Wiggy, you're entitled to your
because
opinion.
Here's what. He goes back to the Celtics and the Kevin Garnett trade. No. The Celtics stunk. So they went after a guy to get. They absolutely stunk. When you look at where the Lakers were at that time and around that season, the Lakers were a good basketball team.
And they got better with Luka, though.
No, no, they got better with Pau Gasol. They were a good basketball
team. Oh, you're talking about the same time.
Yeah. So when you look at this trade, you look at the Luka Doncic trade. If you're the Dallas Mavericks and you want to move the team, let's say you want to move it someplace else.
Vegas.
You want to move it to Vegas. Isn't it more enticing as an owner of the team to move a team to another place already having a young superstar in place and moving your franchise to Vegas? Yeah. Why would you trade away your best asset and then move the team?
Okay.
Can I just answer that very quickly?
No, we got to move on to Courtney's lead.
I just got a text from my buddy Sully. I'll get to it later. Okay, go ahead.
Hello and good morning to those that are watching this show on Twitch. And can I just mention that this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And if you have jewelry that needs repair right now, bring it to them and get 15% off, but only through Saturday. So just go to springersjewelers.com. Courtney, good morning.
Oh, good morning, everybody. So yesterday we talked a lot about the Patriots and the splashes that they've made and that their biggest need is still at wide receiver. There was a report yesterday by Andrew Callahan in the Boston Herald who talked to some league sources. And he wrote, according to league sources, Cup, as in Cooper Kupp, is curious about the prospect of playing in New England and has shared that curiosity with some close to him.
Now, he's tight with Kendrick Bourne or something,
so
right?
He goes on to say, Kupp has a personal and professional connection with the Patriots, starting with ex-college teammate and fellow wideout, Kendrick Bourne, who has repeatedly advocated for Kupp to come to New England on social media. The two remain friendly, sources say. If you go and look at, you know, what the Rams' plan is with Cooper Kupp, they're planning to release him now, so the Pats wouldn't really have to give anything up to get him. This seems like maybe where Mike Vrabel and Elliot Wolf and the Patriots are going. Now, I remember yesterday, and I forget, my apologies if it was Shime or if it was Wiggy, that is not on board with getting Cooper Kupp. You don't think that that would be...
No, I'm on board with it.
You just said it's not the splashiest.
Yeah.
It's not the full splash that they need at the position.
Yeah, I still think you need another guy. I'm on board.
But it would still give you confidence that they're trying to do what they can to get people around Drake May. I think that adding Cooper Kupp will make the Patriots a better team going into next season.
Yeah.
So this, I think, is where we're headed. Okay. This report to me seems like it's coming at an interesting time when everybody's talking about the fact that they've made splashes, but not at the most important part.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. So Cooper Kupp, does he prefer the traffic or the weather when it comes to his interest in New England?
I'm going to probably say it's the weather. Maybe he's a Four Seasons guy.
Maybe he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's been
out.
He is. All right. Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Wiggy's lead and my lead coming up next.